This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at risk of traumatic injury after chiropractic spinal manipulation. Hint, it's a good story. And finally, a story about Medicare's 2015 physician fee schedule. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 493, recorded January 16th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study was published in the journal Spine to evaluate the risk of injury to the head, neck, or trunk in older adults with a neuromusculoskeletal complaint following an office visit for chiropractic spinal manipulation, as compared to office visits for evaluation by primary care physicians. The risk of physical injury due to spinal manipulation has not been rigorously evaluated for older adults, a population particularly vulnerable to traumatic injury in general. The authors of the study analyzed Medicare administrative data on Medicare B beneficiaries aged 66 to 99 with an office visit in 2007 for a neuromusculoskeletal complaint. Among subjects who saw a chiropractic physician, the likelihood of injury was increased in those with a chronic coagulation defect, inflammatory spondylopathy, osteoporosis, aortic aneurysm, and dissection or long-term use of anticoagulant therapy. However, the study concluded that among Medicare beneficiaries aged 66 to 99 with an office visit for a neuromusculoskeletal problem, risk of injury to the head, neck, or trunk within 7 days was 76% lower among subjects with a chiropractic office visit as compared to those who saw a primary care physician. Kind of confusing, but go to the study and read it. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. According to a recent ChiroCode email on November 13, 2014, the 2015 Medicare Physician Fee Schedule, the MPFS final rule, was published in the Federal Register here in the U.S. In order to implement corrections to technical errors discovered after publication of the MPFS rule and process claims correctly, Medicare Administrative Contractors, MACs, will hold claims containing 2015 services paid under the MPFS for the first 14 calendar days of 2015, in other words, from Thursday, January 1st through Wednesday, January 14th of this year. The hold should have minimal impact on provider cash flow, as under current law, clean electronic claims are not paid sooner than 14 calendar days, or 29 days for paper claims, after the date of receipt. MPFS claims for services rendered on or before Wednesday, December 31st, 2014 are unaffected by the 2015 claims hold and will be processed and paid under normal procedures and timeframes. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Lucille Ball. I'd rather regret the things I've done than regret the things I haven't done. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.